This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordagna. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Twinner. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordagna, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Twinner as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh, my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From a loud and noisy Garbrey Gym on the campus of Piqua High School, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're set for Rushi Botkins. It's a sectional championship game, one of two between tonight and tomorrow night here at PHS. The Trojans and the Raiders, the two teams collided during the regular season. Botkins gave Rushi a contest once on the Raiders' floor, 72-62. But Rushi routed Botkins second time around in the Botkins gym. Shoes on the other foot, so to speak, this year. Last year, Botkins defeated Rushi three times as the Trojans went 25-3, won by 7-16 during the season, and took Rushi by 24 right here in the sectional tournament. Rushi Raiders 21-3 this season, Botkins 15-9. Carter Plyman returns. Herzog is back from that club a year ago for Botkins. They've had a season to improve, develop synergy. Didn't see a whole lot of it against Lehman Catholic the other night when Lehman almost beat Botkins at J.J. Meyer 3 for the Trojans. Won at 35-32. Rushi Raiders getting healthier. It's a club that started really strong, has had a little bit of a shooting swoon here late in the year, but has the potential to be a very good game. Botkins clearly needs to get the scoring in this game tonight that it got in the contest during the year at Rushi when it pumped in 62.
Well, it can't just be Carter Plyman for Botkins. He's got to have help. And actually, Lehman did a pretty good job on him Tuesday night. Other people stepped up. Ryland Paul had a nice game for him. They need that tonight. It can't just be Carter Plyman is not going to beat Rushi because Rushi's got too many weapons.
During that regular season game at the Raiders gym, won by Rushi, as we noted, by 10 points. Carter Plyman at 21 points. He had a 3. Jordan Herzog at 16. Noah Top off the bench. 3 threes for a total of 9. Colin Dosick had 5 in that game. Ryland Paul had 11. 16 points for the two guards from Botkins. I'm sure head coach Phil Groves would say, yes, that's fine tonight. He's going to need every bit of the low 20s from Carter Plyman. He's averaging over 19 a game. Meanwhile, Rushi, Hayden Quinter had the second of back-to-back 27-point games. He had a 2 or 3 week stretch there where he was unconscious. He had 27 against Botkins in the season, 2 threes. Zane Chaffee had his finest performance of the whole campaign, 17 points that night against Botkins, 5 threes. Braden Monin, a 3-pointer for 11. Braylon Cordonier, Xavier Flippo, 6 each. Ben York, a 3-pointer off the bench. A lot of scoring in that game. Probably cut the points darn near in half tonight. Although Rushi will want to push it, they're not going to let Botkins sit on the basketball.
No, and I mean, if Rushi has a kind of shooting night that they had against Botkins that night, we can turn the lights out early. But it just depends on what team we're going to get. I think that Quinter, he was been banged up, and I think he's starting to look more healthy, moving better. You know, so I like that. As far as Botkins goes, they need, you talked about it, they need Herzog, they need Noah Topp. to come in. If he can make a couple of threes for him, the kid can shoot it. And then Colton Plyman is another factor tonight. He can give him a big kid underneath that can get him. I don't know if he's going to score a lot, but he can get him some rebounds, and he plays pretty good defense.
Rushi's defense was very good against Botkins in that regular season game at the Botkins gym. Raiders have shown signs of playing excellent defense. I know that head coach Spencer Cordonier was not pleased, giving up 62 to Botkins in the game at Rushi. Botkins played fine defensively against Lehman. Just not sure which offensive team will show up for Botkins. How much support will Carter Plyman get? That's the big key.
Well, they ran into a 6'8 kid, and they ran into a 6'3 kid that could shoot it. And I thought Lehman had a really good game plan for him. Every time Plyman would turn the corner, Chapman was there playing defense, and then he got in foul trouble, and I think that's when the tables kind of turned, and Botkins pushed it out a little bit, but they were in a dogfight the entire game.
Very good crowd filing in here tonight for the upper bracket sectional championship. Again, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip-off, airtime 5:30, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, lower bracket sectional title. Some people call it a district semifinal now, although according to all the websites I see, there's no district until you get to UD next week, Wednesday and Friday for the boys, right, and tomorrow for the girls. Speaking of tomorrow, we've got two games for you. Fort Loramie versus Covington girls tip off at 1, airtime at 12:30, and then 3 o'clock for Rushi Legacy Christian, airtime at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. So a triple header tomorrow. Just join scoresbroadcast.com at about 12:30 and stay tuned to us the rest of the day. Again, 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night for Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, just like tonight here at the Pickwick Arbor Gym.
Well, I'll even broadcast as I drive from Troy to Pickwick to switch games. I'll keep the headset on, and I'll talk to people as I drive.
There you go. I like that. Just stay right at center.
Yeah. I can't even text and drive. I better not do that.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, Botkins and Rushi. There are key building components, that's for sure. The Botkins need scoring. It might take as many as 50 for the Trojans to win this game. Carter Plyman needs assistance in the scorebook, that's for sure. Rushi Raiders, are they out of the shooting slump they were in earlier in the month of February? We'll find out. Certainly, Rushi's got dynamite talent to put any club away. It's a team that finished the regular season number 6 in the final AP poll in D4 in the state of Ohio. Those are the key building components for Rushi and Botkins. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. If you're looking for work, let Spherion go to work for you. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of jobs, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including one on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Other offices in Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. We'll return with more from a filling up Garbery Gym here at Pickwick High School in a moment. Botkins Trojans, Rushi Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GaffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Piqua High School. To our right, the Botkins Trojans warming up. And I just saw J.J. Meyer launch a 25-foot three, and it was off to the left. And he said, shucks, yep. I'll wait to the game to make it.
He said, I made the one that mattered.
Yep. He knocked in a long one at the buzzer to beat Layman Catholic 35-32.
Well, I would say probably about the middle of December is when we first said that this looked like the final four matchups for the Piqua tournament. The game tonight and Jackson and Loramie tomorrow night, and we hit it right on the head. Not that that makes us real smart, because it looked like that way all season, but no upsets, so that's the reason we're sitting here playing. The four best teams have a chance to go. I call it the Shelby County League Tournament.
Yeah, it's amazing down through the years. Four programs have dominated this sectional. Years ago, Houston was mighty strong.
Yep.
Fairlawn made some runs with Lessing and Plan. They were very competitive. Of course, Anna's Division III. But Bodkins, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Rushi, pretty consistently potent. They're very good clubs. They improve, develop, mature over the course of the season. They're tournament ready quite often, and that's the case again this year, no doubt about it. In fact, I did some research, Chuck, over the last couple of days. Jackson Center has won sectionals here at Piqua, upper or lower bracket, 9 of the last 11 years. Up until 2 years ago, Fort Loramie had a run of 7 of 8.
Right,
right. So those numbers right there tell you the story.
I remember it was quite a few years ago, but Riverside came in here undefeated, and they played Houston in the first round. Houston did win like 3 or 4 games. Houston beat them by double figures, and that just tells you the difference between Shelby County and the other leagues around here.
Fort Loramie last night beat Ansonia, beat the Tigers. Interestingly enough, there were 2 years in a row, several seasons back, when Fort Loramie won sectionals consecutive seasons, beating Ansonia. But you got to go a long way back to find out when Houston was extremely competitive.
Right.
As I mentioned, Fairlawn had that short run. Jackson Center beat Fairlawn twice in sectional championships. Great crowd, a lot of blue across the way, black and gold here on the near side. Rushi Raiders 21-3, 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, tied with Jackson Center for the top spot. Rushi lost on January 28th at Versailles, 46-41, when the Raiders were resting Chaffee and Quinter. Then in a game we covered on Saturday, February 11th, to close out the regular season, we saw Marion Local blister Rushi by 11. Flyers were outstanding with Jaden Mesher back, returning from injury.
Yeah, well, I had seen him twice before that. I was thinking, not a real good basketball team. Then I saw Mesher, and I went, okay, with him, it really makes them go.
Here in the tournament, Rushi's beaten Mississinawa 65-49 and Triad 85-22. Bodkins, by the way, has won 7 of the last 9. They had a 3-loss string January 17th, 20th, 21st against good clubs all on the road. Rushi, Jackson Center, New Bremen. Really the only dark spot on the entire season schedule. Close losses to Lima Shawnee and Springfield Shawnee. Played Marion Local to 6 on the road. Bodkins very easily could be an 18 or 19 win team this season.
Yeah, well, they got Plyman, and early in the season they had a whole lot of little sophomores. And when I say little, I mean 5'8", 5'9". Herzog wasn't playing well yet. It took him a while to figure out what his role was going to be. He had to be a scorer. He couldn't be just a facilitator anymore. But they have really started playing good basketball, and they have the ability to give Rushi a game tonight.
Yep. How much of a factor will depth be? Rushi Raiders about as long on depth as any D4 boys team in the state of Ohio.
Well, they got kids that have to be, I mean, it's got to be tough. You look at Ross Fissinger. His playing time is really diminished through the season, but he's outstanding when he's on the floor. And what I like is you can tell he's a good teammate because he's up cheering, high-fiving the guys. So I like to see that.
3 or 4 minutes away from the opening tip, I'd like to remind you that Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance, one of the most valued agencies in the whole area, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. We'll have starting lineups, opening tip in just a few minutes when we come back. The stage is set. Upper bracket sectional championship. Bodkins Rushi here on Scores Broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-7726.
3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game between Rushi and Botkins. Zane Chappie, 5'10 guard, a senior for Rushi. Hayden Quinter, about 12 points a game, 6'1 junior. Braden Monin, 6'2 junior wing player. Braylon Gradonier, a little under 10 points a game, a 6'3 sophomore. Xavier Flippo, a 6-foot senior at 8 points per contest. And no one averaging for Rushi up in the teens. It's a club which, on a given night, might have 7 players in double figures.
Well, I think one of the things that you run into sometimes with Rushi is because they're so deep. The night against Marion, they had like 10 kids score in the first half. Nobody had more than 4. They need to be a little less balanced and a little more Hayden Quinter tonight.
For the Botkins Trojans, Carter Plyman, 19 points a game, 6'5 senior. Colin Dosick, 5'8 sophomore at guard with Rylan Paul, a 5'10 junior. Grant Berger, the wing, a 6'2 senior. He's a lefty. Jordan Herzog, 9 points a game, 6'4 junior at forward. Opening tip won by Rushi in the home white, gold numbers outlined in blue. Hayden Quinter spots up, fires a 3, high left. It's sprayed off the rim into the corner. Cordonier couldn't save it. Out of bounds to Botkins.
Well, Botkins came out playing a 2-3, and I think that surprised Rushi. They didn't play 2-3 against them in either game we saw during the season.
Botkins Trojans in the road black, white numbers trimmed in gold. Botkins players wearing the black tennis. Straight away, a launch, a long one to Brant Berger. Off to the left, no good. Rebound, Rushi.
That is not the shot you want right there.
Each team with a 3, both shots errant. Rushi with the ball. Chappie, top of the circle, near side to Monin. No score. We played 50 seconds. 2-3 zone for Botkins, as Chuck noted. Here is Chappie trying to split a couple defenders. Meets resistance 10 feet away. Awkward shot, no good. Botkins quickly down the floor. A long 3, jacked up by Dosick. No, off the back frame. Rebound, Rushi. Here comes Hayden Quinter. Barreling down the lane, all the way to the rim. Around Herzog. Got it for 2. Could have been a foul call.
Took a bump. Yes, he did.
To Herzog. Got a good piece of him in the air. No foul. 2-pointer Quinter. 2-0 Raiders. Colin Dosick spinning, churning into the lane. Makes a pass to Paul. Baseline left to Berger. He rimmed the short corner jumper. Rushi snatched the board. 2-0 Raiders. We played a minute 40. Deep left corner, Monin. Monin through the top of the key. Handoff to Flippo, 30 feet away. Quinter's got it. Top of the circle, Monin. Chappie high right. Still his own defense applied by Botkins. Left hand dribble below the foul line goes for Donier. Chappie at the elbow on the left. Very poor cross court pass picked off on the play by Herzog. Out ahead to Plyman. Plyman dances around. Flippo in the lane. Missed it off the heel. Herzog snared the rebound. Threw it away. Intercepted by Monin. 2-0 Raiders. 5:43 to go here in the first quarter. Dribble drive. Quinter into contact. No call. Good no call by official Scott Hartley. Loose ball into the hands of Botkins. Deep right corner. It's Plyman. Goes short corner. Skips it far side of the floor to Paul. Hoists a 3, way short. Rebound Rushi. 5:20 left to go first quarter. 2-0 Raiders. Here's a foul. Berger over guarding Quinter 30 feet from the rim.
Berger's coming out. He's 0-3, and that's too many shots for him to take at the beginning of a basketball game.
6'4 sophomore Colton Plyman on the court. Ball inbounded by the Raiders to Chappie at midcourt. We played nearly 3 minutes. Both teams ice cold. Each team's defense mighty stingy so far. Chappie head of the key, looks down inside. Thought about going to Flippo. He was barricaded in there by Colton Plyman. Here's a runner by Monin. Makes it! Nice play, Braden Monin. A teardrop, a floater directly in front. 4-0 Rushi. Here's Carter Plyman extending the arm
He went into the top of the circle. Big time shove off. Foul. Kleiman offensive. Rushi possession. 4:48 to go, first quarter. Raiders lead the Trojans 4-0. Near side pass, Monin picked up by Dosik. Quinter on top. Dosik on Quinter. Near side pass to Monin. Outside the arc of the right at Chappie. Boy, Chappie made 5 long ones from there against Botkins in the regular season game at the Raiders gym. Quinter in the lane area. Off balance, 10-footer. Not close. Rebound Botkins. Hacking foul, Rucci. Quinter's got one. Carter Playman's got one. 4:27 to go, first quarter. 4-0 in favor of Rucci. Botkins can ill afford to have a poor scoring game like it did Lehman in the game we covered on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Deep right corner, Herzog for Botkins. Out high to Ryland Paul. Check the Quinter. Now Colton Kleiman, 25 feet away. Looks for the cutter. Herzog can't find him. Great defense by Rushi. Here's a pass off the shoulder of Dosik. And then it ricocheted off of the chest of Cordonier out of bounds to Botkins below the rim. 4-0, Raiders lead in that regular season meeting at Rushi. Rushi led by 2 at the quarter, 12-10, by 4 at the half, 27-23. Botkins led briefly in the second quarter that game. Cross-court pass by Botkins, smacked out of bounds by Rushi. 3:54 to go, first quarter, 4-0 Raiders. Inbounding left of the basket, Carter Playman. Looks for help, lobs near midcourt to Dosik, back to Carter, left corner, shot fake, goes short corner, up and in! Motoring to the rim, Carter Playman rolled in the banker. It is 4-2 Raiders.
Did a great job of avoiding the charge that time.
Deep right corner flip though. Ball rotated around to Braden Monin. Straight on Quinter. Vince Borchers is checked in now for the Raiders. Outside the lane on the left is Vince. Deep left corner, Braden Monin. Long high arching triple is perfect. It's pure. All net. Totally nylon. Outstanding shot. Braden Monin, 2 buckets. 7-2 Raiders. 3:08 to go, first quarter. Herzog to Colton Playman straight away. Greeted by Cordonier. Right wing, Ryland Paul. Herzog, Carter Playman, 25 feet away. Carter, 15 feet away. Hacked on the arm. No call. Loose ball to Rushi. Carter went up to shoot. Didn't have a chance. Got his wrist spiked. Baseline left as Quinter clearly walked into the lane. Out of control. Bodies fly. Out of bounds to Rushi. Knocked away by Botkins.
They're letting them play, I say that.
2:43 to go, first quarter. 7-2, Rushi. Ball inbounded below the rim by Quinter. Midcourt, it goes to Cordonier. Dribble drive into the right corner, splits a couple defenders, throws it out back to Vince Borchers, who sets up the attack. Borchers, 6'1", sophomore forward. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Raiders 7, Trojans 2. Near side, Monin, 28-footer, air ball. Caught below the rim by Herzog. Here comes Carter Playman. Fakes right, goes left. Shoots top of the circle. And that time, the tag on the wrist is detected and called. 24-footer went about 12 feet in the air. 3 free throws, Carter Playman.
They're saying he had a toe on the line. They're calling it a 2-shot foul.
Yeah, Rushi gets a break, that's for sure. Free throw by Carter Playman, in and out. Yep, Carter, a 64-65% free throw shooter, has not shot that well at the stripe here late in the year and in the tournament. 2 shots, not 3, had a toe on the 3-point arc. Swish on the second foul shot. 7-3. Rushi in the lead before, 2:11 to go, first quarter. Vince Borchers head of the key. Left wing, Braylon Cordonier. Here's out to the top. Goes to Felix Francis, baseline left. The 6'5 Francis starts to drive.
Colton Kleiman closed him off. Ball was thrown back out on top. Here's Cordonier high right. Now Borchers. Cordonier straight away. Near side Quinter. Deep left corner, Braden Monin. Knifed into the lane. Slid, faded, missed it off the heel. Long rebound. Taken down Manoa top ahead to Carter Kleiman. Oh, he dragged the back foot. He was in a cluster. Officials didn't see it. Rucci fans went crazy. Cross court pass to Herzog. Near side Paul. Right corner, Noah Top dances through the lane, being ridden on the play by Borchers, who fouls.
I'm sorry, that's a foul. You can't put your chest in there and impede where he's going. That was a good call.
Yep, sure was. 6 foot sophomore Noah Top on the floor. J.J. Meyer out there as well. 5'5 junior, his claim to fame just recently. The buzzer beater game winner over Lehman, 35-32 on Tuesday. 1:23 to go, first quarter. Rucci 7, Botkins 3. That's the first ever Raiders Trojans football score late in the first quarter, 7-3. Here's Top, 25 feet away. Herzog straight on, picked up by Flippo. Herzog at the elbow. Out near the Indians logo, it's handled there by Carter Kleiman. Behind him to J.J. Meyer. A long one is good. J.J. Meyer, a skyscraper from three-point territory.
His parents told me before the game.
Oh, what a play by Chappie. Zane Chappie went skipping down the lane. Off balance. Flew in a flyer. Soft touch. Danced around the rim. Down it went. Carter Kleiman herky-jerky in the lane. 8 foot banker. Fade away. Lingers on the rim. No. Rebound Rucci. Raiders ball. Half minute to go. First quarter. Rucci up 9-6.
Said J.J. had been under the weather this week, but he's feeling good tonight.
Chappie 40 feet away, hand off to Monin. Boy, I tell you what, if J.J. was under the weather on Tuesday, he shook it off. Oh, here's a steal. Great takeaway by Dosik. Dosik drives and scores. We've got a stoppage of game action with 10.2 to go here in the first quarter. What a play by Dosik of the Botkins Trojans. 9-8 the score. Conversation referees.
He had his turn back, talking to the coach, and Dosik came up, said thank you very much, shot a layup. That was a warning for J.J. Meyer, had tapped the ball away. So it was a dead ball warning for Botkins to do it again. It's a technical foul.
The Trojans delaying the action, as Chuck noted, receiving a warning. Basket by Dosik. 1 point game. Rucci on top. 4 seconds to go. Long three by Cordonier. 30 footer. High off the rim. No good. Rucci 9. Botkins 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum and Mixture now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum and Mixture has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now Burke supplies propane, the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum and Mixture, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Mixture. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. Botkins a chance to take the lead. starting the second quarter, down one, but the ball is lost far side of the floor. Rushi saves it in bounds alertly off a Trojan's leg. Raiders possession, 9-8. Rushi opening 26, second quarter of play.
That was Hayden Quinter, and boy, what a save that was.
Rushi Raiders can play some outstanding, harassing defense. Been known all year with a deep bench, a lot of scoring punch. It's a quick club, and they can pressure you. Foul line is Quinter. Quinter puts it on the deck, doesn't shoot. High right to Flippo. Still a zone, but Bodkins, Chuck.
Yeah, still playing 2-3.
Here's an elbow on the left. Jumper by Benjamin York. It skids off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Bodkins. Herzog drives. Pulls up. Leaves it for Colton Plyman on the arc. Colton Plyman, ball high overhead. 30 feet away, Ryland Paul. Paul bounces to Carter Plyman. Back to the basket. He's doubled. Ball is almost clawed away. Let's see. We got a common foul against Rushi.
I think it's going to be on Quinter. And that, oh, no, it's going to be on Mon, and he had a hold of his arm.
That's a break for the Raiders. That would have been number two on Quinter.
They both had reached in. They got a break. You're right.
6:50 to go, second quarter. Raiders 9, Trojans 8. Ball inbounded right corner, stabbed away, out of bounds off Rushi.
Well, I tell you, if I was playing, that board with the game going at the same time would be distracting if I was going that way.
I would agree with you 100%. It is distracting.
I'd wave to myself. I'd watch myself shoot it.
Here's Carter Plyman, deep left corner for Bodkins. He's hemmed in. Throws it out back to Colton Plyman. Colton 35 feet away. Hits a cutter, Ryland Paul, low on the right to Herzog. Shot fake, lays it up, got it! Ryland Paul, the assist maker. Trojans lead 10-9. Bodkins in front. Ball thrown right side to Braden Mon in deep right corner. It's Benjamin York. Zone defense by Bodkins. Skipped across court to Shappy. Baseline left is Flippo. Wants to drive, can't do it. Fires across the floor to York. York leaps to get it. Timeout. Spencer Cordonier, head coach Raiders. 6:06 to go. Second period. Bodkins 10, Rushi 9. Say, would you like an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, Piana Markets at your service. This market's Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The Anna Market, the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience so you can dine right at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. Rushi, Chuck, struggling against the Bodkin zone.
Yeah, I don't think they expected it. They're moving the ball okay. They've missed a few shots. But, boy, Bodkin's playing their zone, but playing man-to-man principles in your area. They look pretty good.
So where does Rushi want to attack? In the key, foul line, short corner, baseline?
I like hitting the ball high. I like to go high, low, low, high. You don't want to settle for threes.
Here's Shappy at the elbow on the right for Rushi, which is down a point. 10-9. We play 2 minutes, 5 seconds, second quarter. Top of the circle, Quinter near side to Benjamin York. Thought about the three, and he squished it around, knocked to the deck, but Dosik who fouled him.
Yeah, he's looking around like he didn't foul him, but that was absolutely a foul.
5:47 to go, second quarter, 10-9 Trojans. York, Shappy, Monin, Quinter, Cordonier out there for Rushi. Colton Plyman, Carter Plyman, Herzog, Dosik and Paul for Bodkins. Here is Rushi inbounding under duress as Cordonier double dribble.
They don't look sharp, absolutely, and then they've had a little string where they haven't looked real sharp.
1 point game, Bodkins in front, 10-9. 5:39 to go, second quarter. Ball inbounded right in front of the Trojans bench by Brant Berger. as Carter Plyman gets a swig of some H2O.
He had a nice stretch there for him.
Down at the end of the bench, Carter gets a big gulp, a drink. Trojans, forecourt right. Carter Plyman straight on, picked up by York. Carter Plyman, foul line. Oh, back cut to Paul. Shot fake, can't go to the rim. Steers it back out. Ryland Paul, midcourt, Dosek. 5:17 to go, second quarter, 10-9 Trojans. Here's Carter Plyman, into the mid post to Herzog, spins, fakes, can't shoot. Ball pitched out back to Carter Plyman, goes against York. Elbow in the right, jump shot, good! Athletic move by Carter Plyman to twist in his body in midair.
That was good defense, he's just better offense.
12-9, Bakken's up three. Chappie throws into the post to Quinter, and the pass is deflected, picked off by Botkins. Midcourt, Carter Plyman, Trojans up three, 4:40 left here in the second. Here's Paul, Plyman, Berger, Dosek, top of the circle. Dosek picked up by Quinter, 35 feet out. Here's a good overplay by York, nearly stole it. Carter Plyman gobbled it back up, threw it to Berger. To Carter for a 30-footer. It circled the iron and came out. Real good defensive rebound. Yanked down by Braden Munnen of the Rushi Raiders. He skied. Gave it up to Chappie in the left corner. Here's Quinter. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Rushi hadn't scored in 4 minutes. Now they have. Now they have. Chappie buries a triple. Tied up at 12. Ends a Rushi drought. It extended to a point way back fairly late in the first quarter. They had a number of empty trips. Here's Herzog. Baseline left for Botkin. Fakes the shot. Belatedly goes up. It hits the rim. Caroms off. Whole bunch of contact below the basket. Rebounding foul against Herzog, who went after the ball aggressively after he missed it.
Yeah, you see that a lot. You miss a shot and your first instinct is to go get it, but you can't go through a man to do it.
Four fouls each way, 12-12 tie. Botkins led 12-9 with four to play in the second. Baseline right. It is Rushi handling. Felix Francis in trouble. Gets it out of hot water. Throws it straight away to Quinter. Foul line, Grudanier, 15 feet away. Tell you what, Braylon's got to take that shot.
He needs to turn him and look to see if he had a shot.
Yeah, he sure does. Had his back to the basket. He was available. Had space. Deep right corner, Francis to Quinter. Elbow in the right, Chappie. Slices into the lane. Shot blocked. Herzog got a piece of it. Outlet to Dosek. Dosek on the way to the cup. Got it for two. 14-12, Botkins. That was a blocked shot. A live ball turnover of sorts. Botkins turned it into a bucket. There's Braylon Cordano at the foul line. Turning, missing. Off to the right. Hit the iron. Ricocheted to Botkins. 2-point lead Trojans. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Felix Francis now on Carter Plyman. Ben York at his turn. Foul line Herzog. Herzog coughed it up. Batted it back to a teammate. Deep right corner Paul. Dosek straight away. High left Herzog. Skipped into the lane. Shot fake in the paint. Banked it in! In! Jordan Herzog. Splendid game. Fine night for Herzog. 16-12 Trojans.
What a strong play that was by Herzog.
Deep right corner, Quinter for Rushi. On the run to the rim. Herzog blocked it. Quinter got it back and scored. Defiant play by Quinter of Rushi.
Talk about strong.
Had it crammed right in his face. Gobbled the ball back up. Presence of mind to put it in off the window. 16-14. Botkins up two. Minute 38 to go till halftime. Long three by Carter Plyman. Hits the iron, kicks off the backboard. Out of bounds. Rushi had three men there. And neither one of the three, none of the three could corral it. Should have been a rebound Raiders. Jordan Herzog comes off a respite. He has been dynamite. Colton Plyman catches back to the basket. Hand off to Carter. Far left side to Dosik. Enters the lane. Pitches it. Baseline right. Cross court. Knocked out by Rushi. Minute 25 to go. Second quarter. Botkin 16. Rushi 14. About 10 feet from the baseline, or I should say from the corner of the floor on the baseline. Dosik inbounds to Carter Plyman. Back to the rim, into the paint. Cross court, left corner, Dosik. A three ball is good. Colin Dosik circled that one around the rim about four times. It spun like a top, went down through. Botkin's biggest edge, 5. Minute to go, first half. Cordonier at the post. Gives it up on the arc to Borchers. Left corner, Braden Monin. Zone defense for the Trojans. Very sticky. Cordonier foul line, doesn't shoot. Goes left wing to Monin. He does. And guns it in. Triple, trifecta. Braden Monin, Jordan Herzog. Nice nights. 19-17. Trojans by 2. 37 seconds to go in the first half. Again, Chuck, Braylon Cordonier had foul line shots. Wouldn't take them. Loose ball midcourt. Top has it stolen. Quinter a bust out. Up and in. Tie game. 18 seconds to go, first half. 19-19. 12 to play. 10 to play. Carter Plyman gives it up. Cross court pass to top. 6 to play. Here's Dosik 30 feet out. 2 to play. J.J. Meyer on the run. Air ball. First half finishes. Rushi with a little spurt scored 5 in a row to end the second quarter. And we are tied 19-19. Raiders and Trojans at the break. Goffney Furniture, big blowout sale in Sydney. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Goffney family owned and operated. 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. Cutaway Styling Salon across from Brookings in Fort Loramie. 40 years doing business. Stylist Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Hey, don't forget the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle this summer in July at Fort Loramie Liberty Days. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck. Only 2,000 tickets to be sold, 80 prizes, 4% chance to win, attendance not required, $100 a ticket for the 2023 Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Purchase online at FLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass. Schnipple in Botkins, AAG in Fort Loramie. Chuck, our halftime report with the game tied at 19.
Yeah, the stats are the same as the score. 10-9 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. They have one offensive rebound. Botkins surprisingly had none. 4 turnovers for the Raiders, only one for the Trojans. They were 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Rushi didn't go to the free throw line in the first quarter. Botkins, led by Colin Dosik, was 7. They got 5 from Carter Plyman, 4 from Jordan Herzog, 3 from J.J. Meyer. They scored 8 and 11, 19 for the first half. Rushi, 3 people scored. They got 8 from Braden Mollen. If it wasn't for him, they would probably be in trouble. They got 6 from Quinter. They got 3 from Shappy. They scored 9 and 10, and it is tied 19-19 at the half.
Not really sure that Rushi saw that Botkin zone defense very much. Foul line jump shots are available. You're right. Monin, with his fine play and scoring, kept Rushi right in the game.
I'm not sure that I wouldn't put Monin in the middle of that zone because they had Quinter in there, but too much size. Then they had Cordonia in there, but he would catch the ball. He never even took a look to see if he had a shot, which he did. They need to put Monin in there, I think.
Jordan Herzog playing like a young man possessed.
Yeah, he's playing well.
For Botkins, we talked about him in the pregame. He needed to emerge. He's been a force.
Yeah, he's got 4 points, you know, of your 19, so that's nothing wrong with that. But defensively, he's been outstanding. The rebounding, Botkins as a whole, that zone is not your typical 2-3 standing there, put your hands up. I mean, they are really covering everybody in their area.
It is 19-19, a deadlock, 7 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Botkins Rushi in the upper bracket sectional championship here at Piqua. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction and Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last 2 decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VictrusHealth.com/free consult.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We welcome you back here to Pickwa's Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Rushi possession. Game tied at 19. Botkins 19. Rushi 19. Zone defense from Botkins is sustained. Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's Braden Monin, and look at him go to work. Right away, he took the ball from out of bounds. He received the pass 35 feet away, angled below the foul line, stopped, lifted, and dropped in a little 7-foot jump shot. Seven straight points now by Rushi, which leads it 21-19. Here's Botkins in the half court. A tie-up occurs in the lane. Rushi with seven in a row, once down 19-14 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Now Rushi's up two, 21-19. Braden Monin has been very special. Here's a long inbounds throw into backcourt. It was gobbled up by Paul, stolen by Quinter. Quinter into the lane, missed it, no good. Tip, no good. Cordonier straps to the board, tries to throw a wraparound pocket pass for Chaffee. Intercepted by Botkins. The tie-up results. Arrow favors Rushi. Boy, that was a melee below the rim.
Oh, you know, we talk about Quinter. We usually talk offensively. He's as good a defensive player as there is.
Sure is. Ball inbounded to Flippo on the arc. Back to Quinter. Quinter 25 feet away. Ball rotated left flank to Monin. What's he got? 10 points now, Chuck? Braden Monin?
Yes.
Here's Chaffee in difficulty, and the paint gets out of there with it. Goes to Monin. Braden Monin has saved the Raiders, who lead 21-19. A minute gone, third quarter. At the elbow on the left, it's Cordonier out back to Quinter. Straight away, Cordonier, he muffed the ball. Traced it down at the Indians logo. Threw it to Chaffee. Chaffee's open, 25-footer. Good! Chaffee got a screen. Chaffee got a screen. Nine straight by Rushi. Or I should say 10 in a row by Rushi. They lead 24-19. Here's Carter Kleiman, baseline right. He's available, free. Took it to the rim, blew an easy one. Rushi, fast break, basket the other way. Layup is good by Flippo. Carter Kleiman missed. He and the Trojans did not get back. Flippo, a gimme at the other end. Botkins 19-14 lead with two to play in the second quarter. has now turned into a 26-19 deficit. Raiders up the 7. Back in a moment on scores.broadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, the Rushi Raiders came out with a sense of purpose to start the second half. A 19-19 tie at the break. Rushi trailed with a couple minutes to go in the second quarter. 19-14. Guess what? Last dozen points for the Raiders, who are on top, 26-19. What a flurry. They hit Botkins right in the mouth. We'll see how the Trojans react here. Very crucial stage for Botkins, which is down by 7.
Well, they've pushed their defense all the way down the floor. They're making Botkins work harder on offense.
Yep, Monin on Plyman, 60 feet away. Carter Plyman dribbles up, leaves it for Herzog. On the arc to Ryland Paul, back to Herzog. Right corner, Colton Plyman. Tight defense. It is Monin on Carter Plyman along with Flippo. Cross-court pass intercepted by Cordonier. Down the floor. Got it for 2. Rushi on a roll. Raiders ripping the Trojans right now. 28-19 Rushi. Forecourt left. It is Dosik. Dosik in trouble drives. Pitches on the arc to Colton Plyman. Ryland Paul shot fake. Back to Colton Plyman. Cross court to Dosik. Dosik skips into the lane, leans in, 10-footer, banked it too hard, rebound down to Rushi. Raiders up 9, trying to bust it open. 5:27 to go, third quarter. Chappie at midcourt. Oh, I tell you what, Chuck, whatever the message was from Spencer Cordonier and his staff for the Rushi players at the break, it worked like a charm.
Yeah, well, I mean, they just came out. They got a couple of steals. They're playing a little better, tougher defense, and they've gotten some easy baskets off their defense, and that makes everybody look better.
Foul on Botkins, 30 feet from the basket, a reach-in.
They've had to go man now. They can't sit in that zone anymore.
Here's Carter Plyman on Quinter, top of the key. Ball thrown right corner to Chappie. Chappie hangs on. Pitches to Monin, 30 feet away. Monin on the bounce. Lost the ball momentarily, got it back, flipped it to Chappie. Head coach Spencer Cordonier takes a timeout. 4 minutes, 53 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi in the lead over Botkins by a score of 28-19. It was a Trojans lead, 19-14. A couple minutes to go, first half. Since then, Rushi has doubled its score to now lead by 9, 28-19. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi sponsors, Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn. Located at 575 East Main, gift ideas at the Jewelry Barn. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all, and very well, too, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged up the day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5. Here's a great drive by Quinter. Quinter bolts down the lane, leaves it for Flippo. Layup, good. Raiders getting easy baskets in the third quarter, tearing into the Botkins defense.
Yep, called the timeout and ran a nice play.
Outside the arc, high left, it's Ryland Paul. Shot deflected by Quinter. Loose ball rebound, Carter Plyman is good. That stops the bleeding. 6 minutes for Botkins without scoring. Raiders lead 30-21. 4:15 to go. Third quarter. What a drive by Quinter. He hooked one up with the left hand. No good. Rebound Flippo to Quinter. Got it! You talk about sharing the ball.
Terrific pass by Flippo, man.
Raiders 32. Trojans 21. 3:56 to go. Third quarter. Carter Plyman, deep right corner.
Lobs it out back to Dosik. It's over and back. Violation. Oh, is Botkins ever flustered?
Well, that's three turnovers here in the first 5 or 4 minutes of the third quarter. They only had one in the first half.
Jackson Center, Pharmacy and Wellness, open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Here's an overplay by Herzog, a steal. Then it's stolen right back by Chappie and then recovered by Ryland Paul. Up to Dosik. On the arc, it goes to top, into the lane to Carter Plyman. Right in front, squares up. It wouldn't go, but a foul against Rushi. Botkins down 11 now, 32-21, 3:25 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, it's got to attack the zone. You get an 11-point lead and make them come out of it.
Carter Plyman fouled in the act of shooting, way short on the free throw, not even close. 32-21, Raiders up 11. Botkins was in front 19-14 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And since then, an 18-2 surge by the Raiders. 18-3 surge as Carter Plyman drops in the foul shot. 32-22, Rushi. Monin, Cordonier, they beat the pressure. Ahead to Monin. Quinter's got it 30 feet out. Cross court to Monin. Baseline right, Flippo. Rushi in ball control mode. 3:06 to go. Third quarter of the game. Near midcourt, it's Fitz. Porcher's picked up by J.J. Meyer. High post, Felix Francis. Porcher's wants to drive. Left corner, choked off by Meyer. Herzog guards Quinter. Quinter skips right down the lane. Block shot by Herzog. Rebound laid up by Francis. No good. Francis might have fouled on the rebound. Rebound Botkins. Ahead to Dosik. Deep left corner three by Top. It's in the air. He's got it. He's got it.
Tough shot. He had somebody running right at him, and he kept his concentration. Good shot.
What focus by Noah Top of Botkins. 32-25. Big boost for the Trojans at three ball by Top. Out of control, driving down the lane for Donier. Is it a charge? Is it a block? What is it? Foul, Trojans. Herzog picked up his second.
There are too many people there. I couldn't see through him to see if he was set or not.
That was a 50-50 call. Ref was on it.
They were really happy across the way. The ones behind us, not so much.
Referee sold it. We play on, but the free throw's too hard by Cordonier. 32-25. Rushi up 7. 2:18 to go, third quarter. We'll see if that three ball by Top will breathe new life into Botkins. Foul shot by Cordonier. Swish. 33-25. Botkins behind by 8. Midcourt with the ball. Carter Plyman out of top. Left corner, J.J. Meyer. Swings it on top to Dosik. Oh, it's a bad toss. And it's almost over and back. Deflected eventually out of bounds by Rushi. Botkin saved it at the timeline. Flicked it back into the half court of play. Rushi got a piece of it. 2:01 to go here in the third. Quinter a respite. Monin a respite for Rushi, which re-enters Borchers and Francis. Timeline, Carter Plyman, high right to top. Here's Carter, wants to go back door, finds a man, Dosik. He bobbled the ball, got it back, fed it to Carter. Carter leans in, missed a gimme from 4 feet. Rebound down to Rushi. Quickly up the floor, left corner. It is Flippo. Flippo to Cordonier, little push shot in the lane, got it. Long pass up the floor to J.J. Meyer for Botkins. 35-25. Rushi up 10. A minute 24 to go, third quarter. Carter Plyman, top of the circle. Foul line, J. Much too hard. Rebound, Borchers. Plyman was off balance. Couldn't get it to go. Borchers against J.J. Meyer. Dribbles behind the back.
into the foul lane area. On top to Chappie. Chapp at the elbow. Good pass. Low on the left. Borchers gets two. 37-25. Time out, Botkins. Rushi's biggest lead. A minute to go, third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far at Osgood Bank. Osgood is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Resurgence by the Raiders, who trailed 19-14 in this game with two to play in the second quarter. Since then, a run of 23-6 by the blue and gold. Botkins in trouble. Cross-court pass to J.J. Meyer. Goes baseline. He's boxed in. Boxed in. He tries to find Herzog below the basket. It is muffed out of bounds. Benjamin York back on the floor for Rushi, along with Quinter, Chappie, Flippo, and Borchers. We've got Carter Plyman, Dosick, Ryland Paul, Noah Top, Herzog out there for Botkins. Here's Quinter racing up into the half court, goes baseline right to York, open player, and he scores a 10-footer. He bobbled the ball. Botkins went for the steal. York was open, and he converted the shot.
That was a good catch because it wasn't a very good pass.
Nicely done by York, who just came in off the bench, and right away he deposits two in the cylinder. 39-25 Rushi. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Carter Plyman, 35 feet out. Cross court to Dosick. Near side to Top for three. A long one is off the heel. Long rebound Top. He's got to shoot it. He does not get it away. End of the third quarter, all Raiders. Rushi 39, Botkins 25. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
In Jackson Center, don't forget about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike Street. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, big savings. Free granite countertops with purchase of kitchen cabinets. They are priced 50% lower than cabinets at the big box stores. 13 colors and styles. And coming in soon, in stock, gorgeous white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center. Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins goes back door to start the fourth quarter. Carter Plyman muscles right in front. It hangs on the rim, comes off. He was barricaded in there. Triple team, fouled. Shot wouldn't go, but he gets two free ones.
Yeah, obviously, Rushi is talking about running at Plyman. They're putting two and sometimes three on him when he catches it. Somebody else has to score.
Free throw by Carter Plyman. It's a little bit flat, and it skims off to the left. 39-25, 14-point lead. Rushi Botkins in deep trouble. 7:48 to go in the game. Carter Plyman missed them both. Long rebound tip to Ryland Paul in the circle, doesn't shoot. Near side Carter Plyman hooks a pass right corner to Herzog. He fires a three off the top corner of the backboard. Another offensive rebound, Botkins. No, taken away by Flippo. Flippo's got it for Rushi. Backcourt to Quinter. All Rushi right now. Botkins had 19 points at the half. 6 point third quarter. We're 40 seconds into the fourth. 14-point lead Raiders. Foul, Botkins. Rushi will throw in far side. Here is Flippo. Pitches inbound several feet to Chappie. Chappie on the bounce near midcourt. Hands off on the play to York. York against Herzog. York down the right side of the lane. Tied up momentarily. Gives it up to Monin, 25 feet away. Dipsy Doo, Monin into the paint. Poked away from behind. Stolen. Outlet to Dosik. Stops in the paint area below the rim. Double team. Stolen by Rushi. Foul. Botkins. Raiders simply beating the Trojans to the punch right now.
Quinter just stood there and just took the ball away.
Rushi in the lead by 14. That matches the biggest cushion. 6:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Chappie to midcourt, picked up by Dosik. Left side pass to Flippo. Into the corner, Quinter. Quinter hangs on. Cross court to Chappie. Wide open player, Flippo. Wider open right corner, Monin. Good! Oh, you talk about sharing the ball. Woo! The passing gorgeous by Rushi. 42-25. Raiders look like they did in December and early January right now, Chuck.
Yeah, this is the best half we've seen them play in a while.
Baseline J by Carter Plyman. 15-footer. Bingo! Carter Plyman connects. 42-27. Quinter got away with a big-time walk. Threw it left corner to Monin. He hoisted a three. No good. Trojans fans really ticked off. Quinter with a big-time walk. Shot was missed anyway. Here's Paul on the arc for Botkins. Missed it off the flange. Long board to Dosik for three. Short. Herzog. A mighty offensive rebound up and in. 42-29. It was 42-25. Four straight for the Trojans. 5:49 to go in the game. We'll take a short break. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Yep, two straight buckets by Botkins. A couple field goals in a row, but the Trojans have enabled them to carve into this Rushi lead. It's still substantial. 13, 42-29, was 42-25. Pressure by Botkins in backcourt. Perdaner having trouble. Up the near side to Monin. Midcourt to Quinter. Quinter splits two defenders, another. Down the lane, dish to Monin, and he's mauled going to the rim. He'll get two.
That was awfully close to a 10 count.
5 minutes and 36 seconds to go here in the fourth. Rushi 42, Botkins 29. Five fouls of the Trojans. Monin was hammered in the act of shooting. Free throw is good. Front rim, backboard. And it tickled the twine right down in the cylinder. Monin, feet spread apart. Swish.
15 for Braden.
What a game by Monin. 44 29, 15-point lead Raiders. 5:26 to go in the fourth. Here's Carter Kleiman, 30 feet out. He's being hustled by a couple defenders, foul against Rushi. Far side of the court, Noah Top will play it in. In case you just joined us, Botkins led 19-14. Very late in the second quarter. What a turnaround. Rushi, a moment ago, enjoyed a 17-point spread. Deep in the right corner, it is Dosik. Cross-court to Top, who sizes up a three. Strong rebound effort by Herzog. Batted it to Dosik. Off his forearm, out of bounds.
That's a good look by Top. Just didn't drop for him.
At this point, Botkins must continue to find open three-point shooters. Here's Shappy at midcourt. On his hip is Ryland Paul. Hand off to Felix Francis, who's in. Francis, 6'5", gives it up to Shappy. Shappy fakes right, goes left. Here is Braylon Cordonier, wants to angle into the lane, cut off, can't do it. Midcourt to Shappy.
You know, this group out here for Rushi, Shappy's the only senior.
Here's Quinter, 35 feet away. Quinter's got an open area down the lane. Leaves it off right corner to Monin. Straight on to Cordonier, and they reset. Shappy has an opening. The run by Shappy to the basket. He banked it in, and he's fouled. What a shot by Zane Shappy.
That was the shot of the night.
Wow.
Zane's got 12. It's good to see him score some a little. He's been in kind of a law offensively.
Zane Shappy thought he had a crevice of daylight. He motored toward the rim from the left wing. Got a little opening in the paint outside the lane area. Banked in a 10-footer. Missed the free throw. The lead is 17 again. Here's Top. Right corner, Paul. 30 feet away to Dosik. Dribble drive. Down the paint area to the rim. Laid it up, no good. Rebound stick back, Carter Kleiman. Around and out, no. Rebound Quinter. Foul Botkins. That is 7 on the Trojans. 1-1 for Rushi.
Boy, just not Carter Blyman's night. He is such a good basketball player. Had a terrific career. Just not dropping for him tonight.
Nope. He's had several on the backboard, on the iron, but fall off. 1-1 Quinter, shots away, yes. 47-29, Raiders by 18. Biggest advantage of this game. Second shot upcoming. One, two, three, bounces by Quinter, spins the ball in his palms, and knocks it down. 48-29. Unbelievable. 24-10. That's been the surge by Rushi.
They can't get a shot without, boy, the defense is just outstanding.
Here's J.J. Meyer, baseline left pass to Dosik. Dosik bears down on the rim, and he's greeted by a white shirt and fouled. Baseline left of the rim, Carter Plyman will play it in for Botkins. How many points for Carter Plyman, Chuck?
Carter has scored 10.
Here's J.J. Meyer, top of the circle, 30-footer. He buries it. 48-32. It was 48-29 with 3:45 to go. Big long shot by Meyer. Ball inbound of Arushi. Deflected offside court by Botkins. We've got 10 players to the left of the timeline now. It goes into Shappy. Shappy back to Flippo. Flippo stops his dribble. Shappy to Flippo. Give and go over the Indians logo. Left corner, Cordonier. Here's Shappy straight away. Meyer picks him up. 3:27 to go, fourth quarter. Down the left side, Cordonier. Reach-in foul on Botkins. 1-1 coming up. You know, we all live in a busy world today. Insurance agent Nate Barhorst of Rotterman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Rotterman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax despite the fact that you are very busy. We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, give you peace of mind, get our coverage plan. We'll do the job and take care of you at the time of loss. Free throws for Cordonier, both of them in. The lead expands to 50-32 in favor of Rushi. Baseline left is Herzog, flicked away from behind, stolen by Quinter. Wow, Rushi is out quick. Botkins here in the second half for sure. Midcourt, Chappie runs a circle. Meyer on him, Chappie in the lane. On the arc to Flippo, cross-court pass deflected. Carter Plyman steals, down the floor, lays it up at the rim. It rolls in, foul. Quinter from behind. Carter wanted to dunk it. Yep. It stayed on the iron long enough and circled through. 2:56 to go here in the fourth.
Good concentration and good defense, really, by Quinter. Went up, came real close to blocking the shot, but made sure he didn't make contact to knock Plyman to the ground.
Basket counts and a foul. Carter Plyman shoots the free one. He's got it. And it's 50-35 in favor of the Raiders. 2:53 to go here in the fourth. Up the left side of Chappie for Rushi. Cross court to Monin. Head of the key. Right wing. Cordonier doesn't shoot. Rushi not going to shoot unless they get a gimme. Here's Monin penetrating the lane. Circles back out. Goes to Flippo. Handcuffed from behind by Dosik. Again, Rodman Insurance in Fort Loramie, committed to serving you. We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure at Rodman Insurance in Fort Loramie that a comprehensive plan is in place at a very good price. Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family, that's what we provide at Rodman Insurance in Fort Loramie, part of the Reese Insurance Group, which also has offices in Sydney and Piqua. Online at Reese, that's R-U-E-S-E, ReeseInsuranceGroup.com. We've got a passion for what we do. We believe it shows at Roderman Insurance, and you will see the difference. Call our office, 937-295-2131, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie, Roderman Insurance. But the winner of this game, Chuck, the upper bracket sectional final here at Piqua, advances on to the University of Dayton Arena for a district tilt. Time to be determined, day to be determined, next Wednesday, maybe next Friday, we don't know. And then, of course, the winner of tomorrow night's game between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie also advances to the UD Arena. The likely foe for Rushi would be Cedarville, which has got to be a favorite over Springfield Catholic Central.
That should be a pretty good game. I think that's tomorrow night, right?
The Jackson Center Fort Loramie winner is going to play Cincinnati College Prep. That opponent has been determined. In fact, I was there, caught a glimpse of those Cincinnati D4 clubs, and Cincinnati College Prep beat Cincinnati Christian. So tomorrow night's winner would play Cincinnati College Prep. Outstanding, very fast, good jumping team. Both free throws by Flippo are good. 17-point spread.
8 of 9 in the fourth quarter for Rushi from the free throw line.
That will help you sustain leads and maybe even pull away. Herzog below the basket for the Trojans. On the arc to Dosik. Dosik angles through the lane. Went to the rim. Laid it up on the iron. No good. Herzog stick back. Short. He fell down. Couldn't get it to go. Botkins not getting a break here in the second half. Rushi has performed superbly. What a terrific second half of the Rushi Raiders. The pep talk from the coaching staff did wonders. Rushi's come out in the third and fourth quarters and played marvelously. Quinter, deep right corner, enters the paint, handoff to Flippo. Botkins fouling again. It's called. 1:47 to go. 17-point game. 52-35 Rushi. You do the math. This was a 19-14 game. Botkins, 2 minutes left in the third. So 38 points for Rushi since then. 16 for Botkins. That's a 22-point switch. Foul shot off to the right.
Carter Plyman Sr. comes off for the Botkins Trojans. He gets a big round of applause. What a career. Outstanding performer. Not his night this evening. Carter Plyman, a terrific Botkins Trojan, was a cog on that state championship team 2 years ago.
He had been a role player and a role player, and then his brother graduated. He became the lead man here, and he was player of the year in the Shelby County League. That's what a season he had.
Yep. He was a POY player of the year in the Shelby County Athletic League, Carter Plyman Sr. A terrific career for the Botkins Trojans. He's come off the floor, as has the only other senior on the roster. Just two of them. Brant Berger, the other. 6'2 senior. He's left the game. So is Carter Plyman. A minute 31 to go. And Xavier Flippo comes off for the Rushi Raiders. Great floor game played by Xavier Flippo tonight, senior. Braylon Cordonier checks off. Jackson Grogine on the floor for Rushi. Colby Monin is in. Senior Zane Chappie is out. Junior Braden Monin was on the hardwood. Now he leaves. Dominic Francis into the game. And slowly but surely, they're all replaced. Junior Hayden Quinter is gone. And Zeb Schulze, a 6 foot sophomore, enters the court for Rushi. Final 91 seconds, 52-35 Raiders. In backcourt, it's Schulze, the Jackson Grogine. Dosick and Meyer at guards here for Botkins. Schulze 40 feet away, hemmed in, nearly has it stolen. Dribble drive into the lane. Knocked free, but J.J. Meyer foul. It'll be a double bonus for the Raiders, who lead at 52-35. Again, Rushi will advance on. More than likely play Cedarville in a district game next Wednesday or Friday. My guess is it will be Wednesday, and Jackson Center will play, or I should say Jackson Center or Fort Loramie will play next Friday in a district game. First free throw no good by Schulze. Second one hits every inch of the rim and comes off. Botkins down the floor to J.J. Meyer. Quick three. Swish. Well, you have to wonder, where has J.J. Meyer been?
Well, we're watching the future for sure.
Yes, indeed. Fine finish to the season for 5-5 J.J. Meyer. 52-38 Rushi. He's got, what, three triples now? Does Meyer?
He's got nine, yep.
Yep.
Three threes.
Minute two to go. Foul Botkins. 52-38 Rushi. Grogine at the line for the Raiders. 62 ticks on the clock. Foul shot swirls around, and like a top, it spins away. Jordan Herzog comes off the floor for the Botkins Trojans. He played extremely hard. He will be an outstanding performer next year and an important piece for the returning Trojans who graduate just two. Tell you what, Chuck, Botkins could surprise some people next year. They'll have some players who logged a lot of minutes coming back. Keep in mind, the Shelby County League won't be as strong with multiple teams at the top. Rush will be
except
the favorite.
For that one.
Rush will be the favorite, no question. One free throw made, one missed. 53-38. Rushi up 15. 57 seconds to go in the game. Straight away with the ball for Botkins. It is passed on the arc to J.J. Meyer. Botkins works it around the top of the key. There's Grant Flora, 6'4 junior, in. Ball bobbled, punched out of bounds by Rushi. 35.1 to go. 15-point lead for the Raiders, who won twice over Botkins in the regular season, once by 10, other meeting by 23.
and this will be at least 15. Ball lobbed to the arc, and it's batted out of bounds by Rushi. Far side of the floor, Trojans throw it in play. Handled by Ross Dietz, sophomore guard. Dietz gave it up, got it back. Held it onto the play to a three-point shooter, Corey Koenig. The sophomore misfired from long range. Rushi tracked down the rebound. Final 15 seconds. No reason to shoot. It's academic now. We'll play out the final 10. The Rushi Raiders will beat the Botkins Trojans 53-38. That'll do it. Rushi advances to the district. More than likely opponent, Cedarville. I'm hedging, thinking Rushi will play next Wednesday at the UD Arena. Rushi Raiders win the upper bracket sectional championship over Botkins, 53-38. Boy, it was a game for a half. It was 19-19 at the break. 19-14, Botkins led late in the second quarter. Rushi pushed it out to 19 on a couple of occasions. The margin was as much as 19 points, I think at least twice. Final difference is 15, 53-38. What a dynamite second half for Rushi. Yeah, 48-29 was the score. Rushi in the lead with 3:45 to go. I think that was the biggest margin of this game. Phenomenal second half for the Raiders. Don't know what the formula was, the prescription during the halftime locker room talk, but whatever it was, it worked to perfection for Rushi, which came out with far more energy, solved the zone, forced Botkins to leave it and go to man, and the Rushi Raiders carved it up over the last two quarters. They look quicker in the third and fourth quarters, Chuck.
Well, they scored 20 in the third quarter when they, like you said, and their defense fueled their offense. They got steals, easier baskets. Finally, Botkins had to go man. Botkins can't man them, and that was the story of the basketball game. Terrific year for Botkins. They really did. When they started the season, they were Carter Blyman, Herzog on the next level, and then where's everybody else coming from? So, they got some real good play out of Dosik and Paul and J.J. Meyer here in the tournament. You're right. Where's he been? And Noah Top. They've got the ability to be a pretty good basketball team next year.
I think
so. That'll
be
very big.
Yeah, they'll have some young men back who logged a lot of minutes. Yes, it could be a very good basketball team, especially by midseason next year.
Yeah, just like this year, it took them a little time to find their footing, to find out who was what, because you got to, Carter Plyman had to facilitate early, and then he could become what he was going to be, and that's what they're going to have again next year. Everybody's got to find their roles.
Yeah, by January of 2024, look for Botkins to make some noise in the Shelby County Athletic League. Trojans wind up the campaign with a mark overall of 15-10. Rushi now 22-3. Raiders go to 22-3 after the win tonight over Botkins by 15 points, 53-38. Chuck, let's highlight our stars of this game and run down our scoring.
Okay, looking at the on the Botkins side, for one thing, they turned the ball 9 times in the second half. Only once in the first half. That was a key. Individual scoring. Carter Plyman ended his career with the Trojans. He had 13. They got 9 out of J.J. Meyer. 3 threes. 7 for Dosik. 3 for Top. And 6 for Herzog. I'm going to go with J.J. Meyer as my player of the game for the third three. His 3 threes tonight. On the other side, Rushi. They had 15 from Braden Monin. They got 12 from Zane Shappy. Then they got 10 from Hayden Quinter. 3 in double figures. I'm going to go with Monin. He kept them in the game in the first half. He had 8. And then he slowed down. But other people, Shappy and Cordonier, picked up the slack. So I'm going to go with Braden Monin on the Rushi side and J.J. Meyer for Botkins.
Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We welcome you back here to Pickwish Garbery Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, along with Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, who have just won the upper bracket sectional championship here at Piqua, defeating Botkins by a score of 53-38. Braden Monin led the way, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, with 15. Zane Chappie pumped in 12, and Hayden Quinter added 10. Wow, what was the message at the halftime break, Spencer? You trailed 19-14 with 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Great job to turn things around.
First of all, thank you guys for doing what you do. Second of all, these kids have fought all year long.
Yes.
And
an emotional season, to say the least, yeah.
And they fought for Dave.
Yes.
And, you know, one of them said something at halftime when we going in. Come on, Dave's looking down on us. You know, this isn't who we are.
Right.
And, you know, the message wasn't loud. It wasn't screaming and hollering. It was 19-19. When we played them at home, we were up 1.5. We
yes.
played them at their place, we were up 5.5.
Uh-huh.
1-5, we're tied, doesn't matter. It was move the basketball. You know, we weren't in attack. We were standing there with the ball over our head. Every pass, we'd stand and look, stand and look, stand and look. So we had to get back to, you know, what we are in attacking downhill. We made one minor adjustment, and, you know, I think that, you know, the first play of the second half, we got a ball screen on the wing, and we got downhill, hit a shot, and it kind of snowballed from there, and we're just who we were the second half. I mean,
right.
It wasn't anything spectacular, but that's just who we are. We got to get downhill.
Chuck remarked in the post game how well your defense fueled your offense. It did so extremely well, final two quarters of the game. Hats off to your club defensively. Wow.
Yeah, we talked about it before the game with our coaches, talked about it, and I said, we have to get pace. We have to make this our pace, and the first half really was not. So, you know, we had to try to pick up the pace a little bit, and I knew if we got a couple baskets early, we could do that, and you know, that's what happened, and played a fantastic second half.
Yeah, so defense, but Botkins, did it throw you a curve early on?
I'll be honest with you, we didn't work on it very much, but they did play some the second time. I believe it was 1-2-2. But, you know, when you get here in this point in your 25th game, I mean, yeah, nothing's going to surprise you. Who knows? Who knows what teams are going to do? And hats off to them. I mean, they fought all year. They had a very fine year. I don't know, 7-8 losses or something. And you know, 6 of those regular season losses were to us, Jackson Center, Marion Local, and Fort Laramie.
Lost 1 to Fort Laramie. Yep.
So. It wasn't like
Lima Shawnee, small margin,
yeah.
Springfield Shawnee,
yeah.
Small margin.
Yeah, so, I mean, I knew it was going to be a good game, and you know, I told the kids, we just have to fight. Continue to fight for 32 minutes.
Take a quick minute, highlight your bench play. Give praise to the performers who, on very short notice, step in for you. They've got to be ready at all times. You play as many as 10 in the first 5-6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, we didn't do that tonight like we normally do. But you know, the guys that did come in off the bench all had a job to do.
Right.
You know, Vince Borchers comes in and spells Zane, and he had a fantastic night. Vince did. Fantastic floor game and defensively.
He did.
Felix Francis and Benjamin York, their job, they knew what their job was tonight coming off the bench. That was to guard Carter Plyman.
Yep.
And they did the same thing. We just mirrored what we did at Bakken's. So, you know, I didn't know if we could duplicate it or not. I don't know what he ended up with. 13, it looks like. No. Yeah, 13. So,
6 below his average.
Yeah, I mean,
and it was a team defensive effort.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but hats off to the Trojans, 15-10, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Just 2 seniors graduate. At Bakken's, we remarked, by third of the way, halfway through the year next year, could find itself. They have enough people back the log minutes to be pretty good by midseason. Congrats to you. Does anybody know when you play next?
No.
Is it next Wednesday? Is it next Friday?
We won't know until Sunday.
What month is it you play next?
Yeah, right. We've been kind of wondering that for a while. You know, we weren't looking ahead to that next game. We knew it was going to be a challenge tonight, and, you know, it was. It was another Shelby County League dogfight.
Oh, boy. Congrats to you again. You could probably get rich if you could market that halftime message that turned around a 19-14 deficit into a 15-point win.
Yeah. It wasn't special. It was just, you know, move the basketball. There might have been a different word added in there, but
okay.
It was move the basketball.
Okay.
So,
Spencer, thank you so much for joining us here at the end of this game tonight. Rushi defeats Bakken's, upper bracket sectional champs, 53-38 victory. Way to go, Raiders.
All right. Thanks, guys, and I assume we'll see you down at the arena.
Yes, you pick the night. We'll be there.
Wednesday or Friday. Thanks, guys.
53-38. Rushi defeats Bakken's. As we noted, Bakken's 15-10. Trojans, they've got a lot of people back for next year.
We'll see you.
Graduated Berger and the player of the year in the county, Carter Plyman. Of course, that is a monster loss.
Right.
But, boy, he'll be remembered. County player of the year, Carter Plyman.
The Plyman families, and they got one more. They got Colton coming through.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he's going to be a pretty good basketball player, too.
I'd like to tell you all about Allen Ball Insurance before we sign off tonight. You know, for a brand to stand out, it's got to be trusted by its customers. It can't be any other store or website. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. Allen Ball is independent, offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. It's a leader in property and casualty insurance. Give Allen Ball a call, 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. Trust and count on Allen Ball Insurance, A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H, AllenBallInsurance.com, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing business for over 35 years, or I should say for over 55 years, in person and with a handshake. Allen Ball Insurance, thanks to Greg and Ryan Woolley at Allen Ball in Jackson Center. Chuck enjoyed it.
Yep.
What a turnaround by Rushi. Raiders played splendidly, reminding me of so many games in the first half to two-thirds of the season.
Well, they have their entire year, even when they were really had their good streak going, they've been a really run-type team.
Yep.
They feed off of the excitement. They get a basket, a steal. I mean, these kids, you can tell they like each other. They play well together. It's just fun to watch. And you heard Coach Cordonier, you know, the emotion talking about their season.
Yes.
I'm sitting there with tears thinking about, you know, what these kids have been through.
Yeah, they put their heads together, their hands together, and said, hey, this one's for Dave, and they went out and played.
There you go. Congratulations, Dave. You got yourself a sectional championship.
Your young men played Rushi basketball the final two quarters to beat Bodkins 53-38. Tomorrow night's winner, Jackson Center or Fort Loramie, also advances on to a district against Cincinnati College Prep. Don't know when that winner will return to the hardwood next Wednesday or Friday at the UD Arena. Rushi is set. Raiders are in the district. Likely opponent would be Cedarville. Wednesday or Friday, we don't know. Just stay informed. Keep abreast of our website. As head coach Spencer Cordonier of Rushi noted just a few minutes ago, everyone will know, I think, by Sunday when those district brackets next week.
Well, at least by Wednesday.
At least by next Wednesday.
Yeah.
By Sunday, we'll know for sure. As those district brackets will get finalized, set for certain on Sunday afternoon. And my hedge is that Rushi plays on Wednesday, Jackson Center on Friday. Don't know for certain, but got to think they'll match up on the same night so that the winners of two games then collide in the regional semi and have the same number of days.
Well, that makes sense. What makes more sense is you play all three in the same night like they've done for 100 years.
Yep.
But, you know, they can do it their way, too. Yep. They've messed everything else up.
Yep. Don't forget girls action tomorrow night. A couple of good girls district games for you. 12:30 and 2:30. Fort Loramie Redskins play in the first one against Covington. Tip off at 1, and then Rushi and Legacy Christian will tip at 3, airtime at 2:30. Chuck McBee, Bryant Billing on the call tomorrow afternoon.
I'll be there.
Thanks so much to our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. For Chuck on Stats Color On-Site Engineering, thanks to Chuck. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwiz Garbrey Gym as the Rushi Raiders win the upper bracket sectional championship in boys D4 play 53-38 over Bodkins.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC
solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.